Like all known substances, liquids also contract and lose volume as their temperature falls. As volume falls, density increases, making the cold areas heavier. That is why liquids are heavier in frozen form than in liquid. Yet water, unlike all other known liquids, grows heavier until it reaches 4 degrees, at which point everything changes. After this, the water begins to expand and it becomes lighter as the temperature drops. So water is lighter in its frozen state than as a liquid. According to the laws of physics, ice should be heavier than normal water, but it is actually lighter. That surprising fact has one very important result. Ice thus floats on water, and that is of vital importance. There are many places in the world where the temperature falls below 0 degrees centigrade in winter. Such cold naturally affects seas and lakes. The surface water freezes at 0 degrees centigrade. Yet only the surface freezes. The layer below, at 4 degrees centigrade, is enough for fish and other water dwellers to survive. Ice transmits very little of the cold in the air to the water layer beneath it. That is why, even if outside temperatures are as low as minus 50 degrees, the ice layer never exceeds 1 or 2 meters. This allows seals, bears, and other polar creatures to make holes in the ice and reach the sea beneath. What would happen if things were different, if the ice sank to the bottom? In that event, the oceans, seas, and lakes would begin to freeze from the bottom up. Freezing from the bottom up would continue right up to the top, since there was no ice layer on the surface to keep back the cold. That would mean many of the world's lakes, seas, and oceans turning into giant blocks of ice. A layer of water a few meters thick would remain on the surface, and even if air temperatures rose, the ice at the bottom would never melt. It would be impossible for land-dwelling creatures to exist in an ecological system in which the seas were lifeless. In short, if water behaved like other liquids, the Earth would be a dead planet. Yet thanks to God's might and flawless creation, our world is actually a planet teeming with life.